Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, have you ever felt that you are the only one that is experiencing loss of motivation and troubled times? We are not alone. Join me, Debbie Martin Garcia, and special guests for uplifting testimonies and motivational talks right here on the Pure Inspiration Talk Show.
Hi guys, it's me, Debbie, your host once again this week, doing Pure Inspiration with you guys. Thanks for joining me. I'm looking forward to sharing with you this week. And welcome to any new listeners. I'm your host, Debbie Martin Garcia, and I'm here every week, 8:30 to 9 p.m. For Pure Inspiration. So I hope you guys are having a good day so far and a good week. So, my week has been quite productive. Today I'm not 100% feeling too great, but my promise to you guys is to be here every week, God willing. So, yeah, today I want to talk about positive thinking, thinking positively. And before I go into having discussions, having a talk with you and hopefully inspiring you to think positive, it would be great if you guys could join me for talks. So you can join me in the chat room. The chat room is up. I'm only here for 30 minutes. So, you know, I've got quite a lot to cram in that short space of time. So feel free to join me in the chat room or you can call in. And for those that are calling from the UK, this is an international number, as I've said before. So you possibly might be charged for it if you don't have international calling, free international calling, that is. But the number is 516-66-69941. I'll say it again. It's 516-66-69941. Or you can hit me up on Facebook at Pure Inspiration, or Twitter is at Pure Inspire. So those are all ways that you can join in with the discussion today if you so desire. Or you might just want to just listen in to what I've actually got to say. I've been quite a bit lately and just networking with a number of people. And I found that the feedback is you're so positive and you're so inspiring. And I do like to be positive and I do like to be inspiring to people. So for me, I endeavor every day to think positive. And I think that when you do that, you do feel good about your day and good about yourself. So I don't know if any of you listeners out there have ever wondered why things ain't going the way how you've expected it to be, dreamt it to be, visualized it to be. Sometimes I find that we have our dreams and our desires, but it doesn't match up with the way that we're actually thinking. And I'm going to address that and share with you probably the reasons why we're not fulfilling some of the things that we desire or we dream of. Or maybe you often talk yourself out of doing things that you know that you can do. Well, that isn't really positive. That's negative thinking. And there's a lot of self-talk that we do on a day-to-day basis. And I'm going to cover that as well shortly. So positive thinking, what is positive thinking? I think it speaks for itself. Thinking positively about life, about yourself, about people. It's important, I think, personally, for you to think positive, because when you don't think positive, you gravitate towards the things that you think about. And if your thoughts are primarily negative, then you tend to say negative things, hang around negative people. Self. I do like my experiences. And I will share this with you. When I was growing up, my mum was a typical worrier, somebody that worried a lot, worried about bills, worried about, you know, us going to school, worried about what people thought, worried about a number of different things, and I found that as I started to get older, and especially into adulthood, especially when I started to have my children, that I started to feel and think negative. So I was quite a worrier myself until I started to address that. One of the things that made me address it was at one particular time, our family, you know, our immediate family, we owed bills left, right and centre. We wasn't working at the time. And financially, it was really difficult for the family. So I just ignored, excuse me, the letters and the telephone calls and so forth until one day I thought, well, this isn't actually going to go away. This isn't going to change if I don't do something about it. And I realized that the person that's on the other end of the phone is just like me. They're just another human being getting through life, and they've basically got a job that they have to do that in order to pay their bills. But if I ignore these people, this is going to stress me out even more. So I remember going through all of my debts and getting in contact with the different companies. And I'll be totally honest with you, that caused me to release a lot of stress and a lot of pressure and a lot of worry that was on my head. And from then on, I started to think a little bit more positive until now. If I'm owing a bill or if something's outstanding, I genuinely think positive about it. I'm like, well, if I don't have the money, I don't have the money. I'll contact them. I'll set up an arrangement, and this is how it will go. So it's how you tend to deal with. So there's situations that you might not be able to change, but you can think about them differently. And as an NLP practitioner, what I typically do is help people to reframe the way that they think. So if you had a black frame on your picture, you can change that for a white frame, and it makes it look differently. So it's having a completely different outlook on how you view a particular thing. So positive thinking is you thinking positively, thinking about the good things, thinking about what you can do rather than what you can't do. And those are the ways how you can start to gravitate towards the things that you want to do and need to do. So another example, if today it was raining outside and you look outside and it's dark and it's gloomy, you can either go along with that mood and think, well, I've got my bills to pay, I'm not going to go out, it's so cold, it's so dark, I just don't like it when it's like that. Or you can say, well, despite the fact that it's raining, I'm going to get myself my umbrella, I'm going to put on an appropriate coat, and I'm going to go out in the rain nevertheless. It depends on how you look at it, because the rain might not stop for a good while. But if you've got things to do, you can't allow the rain and the cold and the wind or whatever to stop you from doing what you need to do. So I know that positive thinking helps you with your health. It helps you financially as well, because if you're thinking wealth, if you're thinking positive, if you're thinking health, typically you do feel better within yourself. So I've basically listed a few things on what I've done in order to help me to think more positively and not to focus on the negative. So a lot of what I've done is self-talk. So I talk a lot to myself. I know they say talking to yourself is the first sign of madness. Well, call me mad. I don't really mind. I don't really care. But I know that it's helped me, because some of the things that you say to yourself are a direct response of how you behave. If you say, I cannot do, I will not do, you simply won't. For example, you want to get a job. The job is there for anybody to get. You can talk yourself out of that job before you've even got it. You can already not have that job because of your own self-belief. Having negative talk, it literally encapsulates you in a position where you feel like I cannot. It actually makes you feel like if you're restricted in the things that you can do and the things that you can have. So if you was to go for a job, you are to think positive. You are to think, I'm the person for this job. I'm the only person for this job. I know I can get this job. But when you say, oh, I don't know, not sure, I don't have all of the skills that they want, you start to talk yourself out of it. And to be quite honest, like I said, before you've even entered into the room for the interview, you probably wouldn't even get the job. You've already spoken yourself down. So I've listed a few things that has helped me, and I hope that they help you too. And like I said, you can join me in the chat room if you have any questions, and we can just go through all of these very quickly. As I said, time goes really quickly on the radio or, you know, doing this. So I'm hoping that this will help you. So my first point that I have actually liked to make is, it's quite a simple one actually, but it actually helps. If you smile, this helps you to think more positively. Because I tell you what, there's people that I actually know, not personally, some people I don't even actually know their name, but when I go into younger into their school, some of the parents, and I've actually met people just by smiling, and it makes you feel good smiling. I actually put a quote on my Facebook the other day that a smile like can brighten up somebody's day, that can actually make somebody's day. So smiling helps you to think positively. I'll tell you something, I did this exercise quite some time ago, but if you try and smile and say something negative at the same time, it doesn't actually work. I've actually tried it. Somebody tried the exercise with me, and I actually started laughing because the words didn't actually make me smiling. So even though it's a simple one, I would say smile. Just smile. Feel, when you smile, you feel positive about things. I know that sometimes we can watch something on television and it can switch our mood. We can be watching a film and one moment it's making us smile, next minute it's making us cry, like we're an emotional roller coaster. But you can endeavour to just smile. It's down to you whether you do it yes or no, but I know it works. Ignore what people say or think about you. To me, that was one of the biggest things for me to deal with, because some of the people that were around me, you know, close friends and relatives and so forth, especially when I was younger and a teenage mother, it was hard to ignore some of the things that people would say or think about me. But when you start to ignore that, you start to think more positive about yourself. Don't allow anybody to validate you. Because in you allowing people to do that, you can take on and believe what they believe about you. And I'm going to be speaking in probably next week or maybe the week afterwards about your belief system and how to break your belief systems, the negative belief systems that you have, because there are negative and there are positive belief systems that we all have. And it's important for us to acknowledge the ones that we do not need to keep. Now, I don't really want to go down that route because that is a really in-depth conversation. And I think as I do my podcast in here every week, you can always join me again for a more intensive breakdown of this on my radio show, which is One Harmony Radio, and I am there every Thursday 7 till 9 p.m. and I have an hour to go through some of these topics with you. So I double up in the week so that people can get more of an intensive you know, idea of what I'm speaking about. And also these will be on my blog as well in the next coming weeks, because my website's getting updated at the moment. But I've got the information, so I'll be downloading that to my blog and you have access to that. So the first one I said was smile. The second one is ignore what people say or think about you. The third one, I think it's equally important, and it's to have affirmations, repeat affirmations. So I do affirmations every day. One of them that I say is, I will, I can, I must fulfill my purpose and my destiny. That's one of my affirmations that I make every single day. Sometimes I'd say it several times a day. And as a Christian, I also say to myself that God is my strength and my refuge. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. These are things that I say to myself every single day. Sometimes, like I said, several times a day. Because it makes me keep my head up high. It makes me believe in myself, even when nobody else believes in me. So self-affirmation is really good, and to do that repetitively. Like I said, some people might say that this is like hogwash, it's nonsense, but I know that it's actually worked for me, and it's helped me to think more positive about myself, and it's put me more in a place where I'm doing things, not just saying things, but I'm actually doing things and seeing things come to pass. So that's repetitive self-affirmation or affirmations. It doesn't just have to be about self. I remember when I was going through a really difficult time, domestic violence, and I was told that I was everything under the sun. I had to start believing that I wasn't the things that I was being told I was. So I had post-it notes, and I still have post-it notes. And I would say, I am a beautiful and righteous woman. I would say, I can do all things through Christ at strength. And I would have to say these things to myself to build myself up sometimes. And like I said, it made me start to build myself, make me realize I am a beautiful individual, and that what somebody else says about me isn't really true. So that's self-affirmation or affirmations, to do that repetitively. Also, use your imagination to visualize some of the things that you want and that you can. I know that a lot of people do vision boards now. They're good if that's something that you want to do. You can visualize it in your mind. Also can do a vision board where you put on it can be a bit of cardboard paper, it could be on a picture frame, it could be whatever way you want. But you put things on there that you want to achieve, that you want to see come to pass. And it can be as, well, I like to dream big. I was going to say it can be as big or as small as you want it to. But I like to dream big. I like to dream outside of the box. Some of the things that people say I can't do, I like to say I can. And that's a good way of allowing you and helping you to think positively continually. If I'm going to stop at the moment. If anybody wants to ask me any questions, feel free to do so via Facebook. We've got another 10 minutes. Via Facebook, that's Pure Inspiration. Twitter, at Pure Inspire. Or you can join me in the chat room. I've got one person in the chat room so far for joining me. Or you can call international Z, the UK in particular, or those that don't have international calling on their phone, this number will be chargeable. And it's 516-666-99941. So, yeah, you can join me for conversations. If you want to ask any questions, if you want to make a comment, that's fine. You can do so as well. So what are we on? We're on the fifth point, which is I kind of touched on it a little bit earlier on, but use positive words with your inner dialogue, and also when talking to other people. So I tend to say great, fantastic, super. I tend to say words like that. They say that they're buzzwords, but they actually they're just nice words. They just make you feel good. They make you feel great and make other people feel great. Like I spoke last week at RBS in the city, and some of the other speakers that were there, I just thought that they was amazing. I thought that some of them was awesome. I thought some of them was inspiring and encouraging and uplifting. And they're all positive buzzwords that you can use to yourself. You can, like I said, I actually posted something again yesterday on, I do like Instagram, Twitter and Facebook, loving social media. And I put, I'm not sorry that God made me awesome. Because I'm not. And I've got like a quote that I've said that, you know, you are amazing. You are awesome. And don't be unapologetic about being awesome. Be unapologetic. Be you and be positive about being you. Don't apologize for your greatness, because you've been created by a great creator who has put greatness inside of you. So never be apologetic for who you are, the amazing things that you do, and the amazing things you say. So for me, I use a lot of positive words, dialogues with myself and with other people. So I do like encouraging people and inspiring people and finding things within people that I can see that is encouraging to uplift them. Because sometimes you don't really see what other people see about you. Sometimes you only see the negative sides of yourself, because you know who you are when you're around people and you know who you are when you're not around people. But I tell you something, I'm gonna share another point with you after that. But once you have negative thoughts that enter into your mind, you have to be aware of it. This is the next point. Sorry, I just went on and I didn't tell you. This is the next point that I'm making. You have to be aware of it, and you have to endeavor to replace it with a constructive thought, with something positive. So there's always the opposite. There's always a positive. There's always a negative. Even like with your light, with your plug in your sock, there's always socket. There's always a negative and a positive. And I found that sometimes I could be out and a negative thought will cross my mind, and I know that that isn't the way that I should be thinking. I replace it with a positive. And choose in front of you. You choose which one you want to look at. So disregard the negative and replace it with a positive. Be thinking, I don't like that person over there. And then you can replace that with, I don't really know that person. I think I should get to know them before making a judgment. So all you're doing is shifting the way that you're thinking, rather than, because you know, when you start to think something, you start to visualize it. And the more you visualize it, the more you think about it, is the more you gravitate towards it. That's like with anything, positive or negative. You will gravitate towards the things that you think about more often. So think about what you think about and replace your negative with a positive. If it's not something that you've done or that you've ever been challenged to do, I challenge you to do it. It's a habit where we just allow thoughts to just roam in our mind, and we don't put them into their rightful place. We don't chuck out garbage. We allow it to continue to go around in our head. But I challenge you to do that, and you'll see how things start to change for you in your life, even bringing positive people to you. I do know that some people say, you know, get rid of all your negative friends and replace them with positive. No, I think that you can encourage some of these negative friends. However, you mustn't allow them to discourage you. You try to encourage them. But I do know that there are people that separate themselves totally from negative people. I've got negative people around me. I've got people that say negative things. But yeah, I just keep them at arm's length. I don't them totally. So my final point, and I've made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points. There's so much more points that I can actually make, but because of time, I've only pulled up 7, is basically, it doesn't matter what your circumstance is, where you're at the moment. You can be in a really difficult place. The more you think positive, the more you gravitate towards positive thinking, is the more results that you'll get, and the more your situation will start to change. Your circumstances don't change overnight. We know this. But as you start to think positive, you'll start to gravitate towards the positive things in life, and you'll find that your situations and your circumstances will change accordingly. But you have to be persistent. It's not, like I said, it's not something that happens overnight. I've seen it happen for myself. I've seen it happen within my family, within my close friends. They've gone from not being the best system. If you believe them, biblically, we say, if you believe it, you can receive it. If you can believe it, you can receive it. It's just you allowing your mind to be renewed and to be changed every day, thinking positive, acting positive, smiling, even, like I said, affirmations. So I'm going to go over quickly, because time wraps up really quickly on here. I'm going to go over quickly the last couple of points, and hopefully that this is helping you guys. Hopefully, you know, you are seeing that you can actually change from negative thinking to positive thinking. So point one was smile. Smile a little more. Smile. Make other people smile. Point two was ignore what other people think or say about you. Ignore it. Replace those thoughts with something positive. But I would say ignore them. Totally ignore them. Point three was to do repetitions of affirmations. I know it's repetitive. I can't even pronounce it, but I would say repetition. Affirmations. So you can say it about yourself, and you can say it about things. So like I say to you, I said that I say, God is my strength and my refuge. I say to myself, I can, I will, I must fulfill my purpose and destiny. So you, when you do the affirmations, you can do it about things or you can do it about yourself, but affirmations. Point four is use your imagination. Visualize what it is that you want to do, what it is that you want to change about yourself. You can do yourself a vision board and put things on there, what you would love to achieve. Point five is use positive words for your internal thoughts and external thoughts when you're talking to other people. Point six is replace your negative thoughts with positive thoughts. Replace them, change them. So anything that negative that comes to your mind, you replace it with something that is positive. Sorry, my mind is just going through because I'm trying to wrap up quickly. And the final point was your situation, your circumstances, where you're at now, not to worry about that. Nothing changes overnight. You can change it. It will change with positive thinking. Think positive, behave positively, and things will actually change for you. That's me. That's a wrap, guys. I'm totally out of time. As I said, this is a small nuggets of what I would like to speak about. If you want to join me once again this week for more intense breakdown and for talks with guests and so forth, you can join me on One Harmony Radio. You can get that on TuneIn, or you can do www.oneharmonyradio.com. You can join me there this Thursday between 7 and 9 p.m. So it's been great, guys. I hope that I've helped somebody in some way, and I'll be here next week, all being well, between 8:30 and 9 p.m. for more pure inspiration. This has been Debbie Martin Garcia. Look forward to speaking to you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Pure Inspiration Talk Show. If you have any comments or suggestions for future topics, or maybe you would just like to be on the show, why not drop me a line at pureinspiration2014@gmail.com. I look forward to being with you next time on the show. Until then, bye for now.